We live? Well, let's do it. DEG. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah. Big game, we talked that. Made a path, we walked that. Skills max, streets got a bag, that's a real win. Never lost that. This dead end gaming. You know how we do, BZ and the granddad. That's player one, that's player two. New, we gon' talk about it. Review, we gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, we gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC. Best around is where it be. Special guest from out of left four, right about that family tree, we got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So what else to go for this podcast? It's dead in gaming. Finna hit the mark, on point like the sharpest dart. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
What up, y'all? What up? Good people, great people. How y'all living today? We're back again for podcast week, episode 213. Appreciate all y'all for listening. If you listen to your podcast, or if you get your podcast on Fridays, this will be up. If you're enjoying us right now, welcome. You know what I'm saying? We live Tuesdays, twitch.tv/deadendgamingATL. Be sure to come through every other Tuesdays. We were late today. Normally we around that 7:40-ish time. Yeah, we late. We late. We late today. Sorry about that. We didn't forget about y'all. But as always, man, thank y'all. I am one half of the host, BZ430. With me, I got Granddad Willie.
Granddaughter. 1,000 hours. I'm in the century. Still here. But okay, Oito is still here. But also we here. We sorry we late. Niggas be late.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But niggas are still here.
Players fuck up sometimes.
Players fuck up.
You know what I'm saying?
But we got a jam-packed chock full of show.
You know what I'm saying?
Tonight.
Tonight, we got y'all, man, and y'all gonna hear a laughing voice. That's the homie Sonny over here helping us with the camera producer.
Yes, sir.
Man with the cam.
You know
man with the cam.
You know what I'm saying? So, Deojan, are y'all here? Are y'all AI? No, we here. It's us. Right. It's us, all right? Now, you should ask that question whenever we on time. Did
right.
You?
Did. Right.
Now, if we were on time, then he'd be like, AI.
Who are these niggas?
Like, AI. Who is these?
I don't recognize y'all.
Who are these mofos, man? This is
who
crazy.
These fake niggas? They must be digitally altered into the screen.
You know what I'm saying?
No way they on time.
No damn way. But yes, man, like always, man, we love it. Love the support, the continued support. Always you guys coming through, checking us out, laughing with us, acting silly with us as we talk about some gaming and do some other stuff. So the first half of this show that you're listening to.
About one.
You know what I'm saying? The first one, we're going to talk about the Take-Two layoffs.
We're going to talk about again.
The new hit series. See, we talked about this before, man. These games, they need to start making these instead of movies.
Shows
do a series
is the way to go.
Yes, do a series.
The Fallout is the way.
Fallout
to go.
Is a hit right now on Amazon Prime. It's hidden. You know what I'm saying?
Let them know how much is hidden.
You know what I'm saying? We let them know how much is hidden pretty soon. And then of course, Knuckles got a show dropping
my
this
nigga.
Week. Well, if you listen to your podcast on Fridays, it'll be already Paramount
Plus. You know.
But we letting you know.
We
today.
Almost missed that shit. We
almost damn
up.
Missed that shit. Man.
We almost gave y'all Billie Eilish instead.
Really almost missed that shit.
The fuck was we thinking?
Some Remnant 2 news dropped this week as well that I'm excited for. So we're gonna talk about that. And that's the first half. The second that's the first half, right? I got everything. I get everything for that first half. First half. Knuckles, Take-Two layoffs, Fallout series.
Remnant 2. And also, we're going to touch a little bit on Legend of Zelda Blade as well.
Yes. That's awesome. As well.
Pretty much what's dropping this Friday.
What's dropping this Friday.
Yeah.
And then the second half of the show, be sure to stick around. We are doing our first DEG Jeopardy.
Yes, sir.
This is me against versus
RIP Alex Trebek.
This is me. This is Marcel. We going. I have a Jeopardy board strictly for Granddad to try to answer. He created one for me to try to answer. So
right, so we got our own
boards. We got our own boards, man. This is about to be hilarious.
I ain't seen his questions. Yep, he ain't seen mine.
Nothing.
We both going to be on our Alex Trebek.
Man, this is about to be crazy.
We're trying to see who really. I mean, these questions are going to be ridiculous, y'all.
Yes.
You already know what this man be on. I had to match his energy this time around. He wasn't going to get me this time.
I'm serious. Seriously, my questions will not be bad. I'm telling
you're
y'all.
A liar. It was
only two questions where I'm
you
like,
are dishonest.
No. It's two of them where I'm like, this is gonna be bad. This is he gonna be so mad at this. That's it.
I want y'all to remember this moment in the show.
Okay.
So when part two rolls around, he be on that bullshit.
I guarantee
y'all
you,
know where to come back to.
No. Listen, I guarantee you the chat gonna be like, yo, you know, BZ asked some fair questions. questions. He has some fair, pretty simple, easy questions. Now watch, he gonna have some, yo, so when you turn at 30 degree angle, what was the pixel resolution?
I don't even think
like that. What was the pixel resolution on the game on the frame rate? Huh? You play, I would be like, what are you talking about?
What? That's you. So, man. See, what's happening? We even started the shit. We're still in the first part of the show.
No, I'm telling y'all.
We are arguing about the second part.
We just let him, just letting them know.
Nigga, what game you done played?
We just letting them know, man.
What games have we played?
Okay, so yeah. Damn. Okay, okay. I just wanted to get the people ready. You know what I'm saying? So they can stick around. You know what I'm saying? We got to give them something to look forward to. So, all right. So, yeah, of course, the games that we played. Back on that Rise of Ronin, man. Rise of Ronin is definitely this game is a good game. Like, if for my Ghost of Tsushima fix, like, you know, like if I miss Ghost of Tsushima, of course, they stopped servicing that game. So, like, if you just want to play it, just to play it, you can go ahead and play it. But, like, I'm waiting for part two. This game right here is a great game. It's like my fix. This is like what I need for some samurai slicing and dicing. I like it. It's very, very open world, just like Ghost of Tsushima. You can fly around every damn where. The combat, I'm getting used to the combat now. I used to get my ass whooped, like, a lot. But now, it's a lot better now. I'm living.
I see you up here on the creek.
Yeah, I'm living. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here living. You know what I'm saying? My goddamn it looks just like me, the way I created him. He almost looks like me. He almost looks like me. You know what I'm saying? They might as well have scanned my face. Right. I was like, man, this is a handsome.
They pay you to do this.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a handsome guy. This is a really handsome guy. So, yeah, this game, man. Rise of Ronin is definitely an earlier contender of top games of 2024, along of Prince of Persia, Lost Crown. That's definitely one of my favorites so far for this year as well. So, yeah, man, this game, oh, man, I'm loving it. I am loving it. This game is crazy. Yeah, y'all going to see at some point I'm going to fight this big dude, bruh.
This like, fight somebody from the Revolutionary War.
Bruh, I mean, it's yeah, because it takes place like in the 1600s or something like that, I believe. 1600s.
This man fighting a man with a musket.
Yeah, man. It's with a musket. Not a musket. Yeah, damn, not a musket.
Take 5 miles of reload.
I'm out here, this man. Hold on.
I'm out here, bruh. I'm telling you. I'm out here. Because I have a musket, too, I can use. You know what I'm saying? So. That's what's crazy, but my guy looks just like me. I'm telling you, they I think they could have scanned my face.
Man,
in
they
would have
had
game.
This back then, bro.
Look, my character looks so much like me. Shout out to Spike Lee. Spike Lee thought that was me in the damn game, and right. Ken did. Ken thought I was in the damn game too when I showed that. So that's how dope this game is. So I'm like in it now. At this point, I'm in this game. My skill tree is looking nice.
Who your homeboy out there getting busy with you?
That was the guy I helped. See, that's dope because when you go to camps, you can, you know, like, if you free people, they'll help you fight. Like, they'll literally help you fight.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, like, if I free. That's what I'm talking about. It's real. So, like, I went in one camp where I freed two people. They was helping me in the fight when I was taking
instant
down the
appreciation.
Thing.
Instant appreciation. I like that. I love
it,
bro. Instant appreciation. I love it. You helped me. You saved my life. And then I'm about to help you.
Then they helping me. So, I'm not mad at it. Bam. I got the countering down pack.
Right.
I'm telling you. This joint is dope, man. This is a dope. It's a dope game, man. It's really, really clean.
You out here?
Yeah, I'm out here. Look, my guy looks just like me. I'm out here. No deal, Johnny. I'm not ready for Elden Ring. No, don't say that. Do not say that, please. next joint I've been playing, of course, last week. Shout out to my Destiny fam that we was playing. We was trying to get some more of that rust off, man. We was playing the Root of Nightmares raid. Last week, shout out to my nephew. My nephew G was in there with me. Black, Bell, Bob, BGZ, and who else? Jeremiah. Jay was up in there as well. Running that Destiny, man. We was this was the first part. This was the first like boss fight we was playing on this joint. So yeah, man, just kind of getting the rust off, man. Cause we used to run through these raids like literally in like a 30 to 40 minute time span, like. Even the whole hour and a half is the part we got stuck on. It kept glitching. I was like, "Damn, Destiny still didn't fix this part." It's a particular boss fight where sometimes it'd glitch.
Yeah.
And this particular time we was fighting it kept glitching, and we was like, "Okay, nah, bro. Like, all right, we'll try it another time. We'll get back on another time." But we got the mechanics down. But right. Yeah, this is my game. This is the subclass I'm y'all see right here. I'm on my Arc subclass, so I'm shocking shit, doing everything. I got me a damn rifle. Trace rifle, you know. I know, man, Diogen, it's like, it's a particular bug where it's like, come on, Bungie, this has been over a year now. Y'all should have been fixed this for that particular boss fight. But, yeah, that too. But, yeah, man, so, yeah, Destiny was the joint that I've, you know, still played on a game a week. It was like, fuck it, let me hit up the fellas and see if they'd be down. They was like, hell yeah, they always down. Every time I hit them up, you know, they'd be like, yeah, let's do it. I'd be like, we going to play some Destiny? Let's do it. So the next joint I've been playing, make sure I get my list together. Oh, I went back to this one. This one I went back to. Another game I went back to, bruh. Freaking Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
You ain't played this shit in a minute.
But I found out there's some extra stuff on there that they added. It's been so long since I played this game. But so when I found the stuff that I found out they added, you can still level up your they got different tiers: assault, medic. I'm the assault person, so I'm like the assault rifle specialist for mines. I haven't maxed out the level for it. The last time I stopped playing it, the level where I was at, level 10, rank 10, it was maxed out. They got up to 20. So now I got to go in here and kill shit. I got a camo shit. Enemies got it too. But yeah, I was out there with my little my drone scoping shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was like, fuck, I used to play the fuck out this damn game. I wish I knew some people that like play this damn game as well. But yeah, this joint, man, I had to crack this one back open. Man, let me download this. And I feel like they must have did something with the frame rate or look better, because as I was playing it last month, I was like, man, this game looks a lot better. So
yeah, I mean, it's been a minute. So like, they probably definitely had some you know, some bump ups and some skills.
Probably
and
resolution. They probably did. And all that stuff, they probably did. Yes, Power Jace's Warlock gang all day for Destiny 2. Warlock gang up in here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He said that. I'm saying Warlock gang.
I'm a Warlock too. I ain't gonna watch.
Yeah, Warlock gang, that's me, man. That's me. Warlock gang. But yeah, that's all I've been playing for this week. Like I said, since I've finished Lies of Pete, which is an amazing game, so I gotta.
Yeah, I dare you.
Yeah, I gotta dig. I gotta, you know, Rise of Ronin is like my next game, but then this other game I haven't played. It just dropped today. Mm-hmm. Tales of. I gotta pronounce
Tales
it.
Kinzera.
Kinzera, yes. It just dropped today as we shooting this, recording this podcast. And of course, Celebrate dropped this Friday. So this week is a hot week. I got two new games I'm looking forward to cracking open. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you I think you played some of that. You got a chance to play it a little
you
bit.
You goddamn right I did. You see, your boy out here is doing what BZ couldn't.
Oh my God, this man.
Let me tell y'all
what this man was doing. So I was like, let me. I always go into the PlayStation app because I got like.
You be nosy.
I got like
you're a nosy nigga.
No, I got group chats. I got group chats with other gamers on there on my PlayStation. So I see his name. Every time I see Granddad's name on, and I see what game he played, I just go ahead and message him. So I know what he was playing, and I was like, bro, I hope you beat them damn sisters or whatever. But
we gonna get to that.
Yeah, we gonna get to that.
But first,
Let's talk about the Nunu.
You know, look. Now, I remember, y'all. Let's take back memory lane. I remember when this game got announced. I remember we was watching the stream on the Game Awards. It. And I remember the creator walked in. I was like, who this nigga?
Right.
I
you never sure
seen
was.
This.
You
I
sure
never
was.
Seen this man before
you
in my
sure
life.
Was.
Never seen this man before. However, he came on the stage. He was dressed up. You know, he was clean. It's all right. Talked about this new game.
Uh-huh.
You know, inspired by his pops. I was like, I respect that. You know, respect that. And then he showed the trailer for it, and it looked amazing.
I was like, bruh.
I was like, damn. My nigga.
That shit was giving me like Ori and Will of the Wisp vibes.
Right.
Like, just how it looks. I was like, man.
So, Tales of Kinzera dropped today. Your boy got a little taste of that thing. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This game. I'll tell you right now.
Uh-oh.
First of all, you are Zhao. That's the name of the character. Cool-ass brother. Now, his pops has died. He's going through a grieving process. And he's trying to find a way to bring his pops back. And he starts working with this spirit
of
death.
This game looks good, man. I can't wait
to
play
this. So you are trying to travel through. Now, it's very Metroidvania-like.
Yep. I can't wait to dig into it.
And you have two masks. You have the mask of the sun and the mask of the moon. The mask of the moon is more of the projectile version. That's the mask of the moon. But you can also switch between them, as you see what I'm doing right now. So you can switch between the two masks and use it to fight. But they also have different traits and skills. Now, mm-hmm. I just started this game, but there's a skill tree that you can bump them up with. And there's special abilities that you can use. But let me tell you right now, the game plays so smooth.
First impression
is smooth. I was loving it. Look at it. They got special. Look at the special abilities. Let me tell you right now. If this game don't hit or don't get some kind of recognition that it should, because you can tell time and effort was put into this game. Like, it's so dope. It's got a nice good challenge. I got killed right there. I ain't gonna, you know, but it's got a nice good challenge factor to it. But like I said, I'm still in the first part of the game. But
dang, this game looks good,
it's
man.
It's good, bro. I got another clip.
I can't wait to dive into this, bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I got another clip to show you. But also, it's just. This is the indie game that I know. Look, we as black folk, we gotta support this. We gotta support this.
Man,
game.
I pre-ordered this. I had pre-ordered this, bro. Support this.
The game is only $20, y'all. The game is only $20. You got $20. All right, we spending money on these $70 games. This brother done made something really, really
and
cool.
If you got PlayStation Plus Extra, it's already available.
If you got the premium, and here's a trait that you can use with the Master of the Sun that I had unlocked, where basically you can freeze the waterfalls to help them track. So So yeah, I'm gonna bring it back so you can kind of see it again. So you'll just
Yeah, I can't wait to dive into this, man.
Yeah, but no, So I'm gonna show you again. But yeah, this is cool. Like, and this is like the tip of the iceberg. But yeah, you can freeze, like with your ability, and you can, and that helps you get to other parts of the actual world and level. There's fast traveling on here that you can unlock. There's, like I said, there's a skill tree with different levels and different traits. Like, this definitely gives off the Ori vibes, the Meta Knight vibe, not the Meta Knight, the Hollow Knight vibes.
Hollow Knight. Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, this game is gonna be, if this game isn't a sleeper hit, or this game isn't nominated for something, you know, come to Game Awards next year, based on just my first impressions, I'm going to let the game play. But I think there's way more to this game.
You start hooking them up some more. Or whatever,
yeah, because I know, look, like, I know there's going to be some crazy skills or some crazy, like, move sets and things like that and abilities that I've yet to unlock. So, like I said, I've been playing, you know, I'm going to show the other game. I've been playing Skull of Heroes later, but this game is going to get a lot of my attention, y'all. A lot of my attention.
This and Stellar Blade.
So yeah, we got a good one here. We got a real good one here. So yeah, I started that. And I'm gonna keep playing that. Also, like I said before, we back with it. Skull, the Hero Slayer. This shit, chokehold.
He said we back with it.
You remember them halfers I was telling you about?
Yeah.
You know them halfers I was talking about?
I remember them halfers.
Oh, them two halfers got dealt with.
They got dealt with.
You got it?
They got dealt with. Let me tell you. I came for the run back.
This man said, I came for the run back. Okay.
I said, you ain't going to do me. You ain't going to do me like you did me last
time. Okay, I see you out there.
I got the bike on her. I'm ghost riding.
Oh, man, this man out here is doing it.
I'm telling you, look, this game is so addicting, y'all. Like, this game is going to hold me over until Hades 2 comes out. I got a good feeling. Because this shit, let me just. Put it on both. I want you to see this ass whipping. Oh, wait. No, go back. There we go. Look.
Okay, go ahead.
There you go. Look. Yeah. Now, she thinks she cute, right? Last time she did this, she got your boy.
Yeah.
She got your boy.
But you was
not
ready.
This time.
You
no,
was
no, ready. Not. I got the goons on her.
You was ready, bro.
Look, I'm dodging the shit. Look, I know your moveset. Putting the hands. Look. Look at that man.
That man is working.
I'm ready for it. Look, ghost riding. Boom.
That man is working.
Got the Harley on her. Look. I'm telling you right now, I was sick of it.
Damn. All
right, look, I'm working her. Look.
Look at that energy just shrinking.
It's just shrinking.
That energy just shrinking,
gobbling
bro.
That shit up. Yeah, you thought. See, think about your boy.
Uh-huh.
Look, if I lose, I'm going to win. All right, if you lose, I'm going to win.
You're going to win.
It might take a minute.
But you're going to win.
Look. She got a homeboy in the back, just he's sweating. He's like, damn, she getting fucked up. What am I going to do? If she lose, because I can't fight.
There you go. Get her.
I can't fight.
I'm on girth. I'm on girth.
Get her.
Right? Gone.
That's right.
Out of here.
That's what I'm talking
all
about.
All day.
I can't fight.
Right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Look, he left because he can't fight.
Oh, shit.
He out of here. Now, here's the thing, y'all. It didn't end there, though. Because this game thought it had me. So, after that, look, we going on a journey, y'all.
He said this game thought it had me.
So, after that, I went through a whole other section. And then I had to fight this big motherfucker. Now, I'm not going to lie. The first time, he got me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, your boy adapts.
You had to dig deep like the warrior you are.
I'm a dig deep. So like I had to pull into this fucking laboratory and this big motherfucker shows up. This big bitch shows up.
Oh Lord. Okay.
Guess what? I ain't no hoe.
Oh God.
I'm riding high with the Harley. Look at this. This bam. Energy.
Bam.
I'm pulling everything out.
Look at that.
Put it on me.
Put it on me.
Yeah. Look at this bitch. Big ass. Dumbass, hoe ass, bitch.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at him.
He said, put it on me.
Look, I want you to see. Look. Pardon my back, nigga. All right? If you don't want that, pardon my back. Because you ain't shit. None of these niggas are shit. Look at them. Look, chopping them. Oh, can you see it? Yeah.
Ooh, that energy is going down.
Look, the predator. Now, this is the predator skull. This shit is fucking fire.
Oh, it is?
The predator skull is crazy.
That weapon is fire?
Yeah, so all these different traits of skull. Also, like, this is the it's called the rider, but the ghost rider. Mm-hmm. Basically, like, you know, like, you, once you find out all these different types of skulls, you kind of figure out, like, which ones you like to use the most and the different traits and abilities.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm eating.
So the Ghost Rider is like the one you like.
That's what I like the most because it's got a lot of mobility.
Yo, this sword is doing damage.
That Predator.
Yeah,
Predator.
That bad boy doing damage.
Now here's where things took a turn.
Okay.
So I thought I was riding high, and then I met this little bitch.
Damn, that's just
a little bitch.
That's just a little bitch.
Little bitch ass nigga.
Damn, why she gotta be a little bitch?
First of all, it's a dude. First of all, so here I'm fighting this rookie hero. Okay.
Okay.
Now this is level 4. All right, put it on both of us so you can see this bitch ass nigga. His little ass, look, damn, I'm working him.
He done upgraded from a little bitch to bitch ass nigga.
I'm working him. Look at this. Putting all the fixings
on. That's what the Predator?
No, that's what the Predator. No, this is this is a souped up Predator.
Okay.
Because you can upgrade him.
Yeah, that bad boy looks
good. I'm
like
working him. I'm working him. And guess what? He's taking it.
He's blocking?
The energy ain't dropping like
yeah,
I wanted
it's
to.
It's not dropping, bro.
This man got some strength on him. So I was like, all right.
So what you gonna do about this?
I don't know, but I was sweating a little bit because he was during this time he was kind of, you know, eating my energy up like crazy. I'm throwing everything at him, all the swords, all the swipes.
Okay, that got him. That got him some.
Yeah.
I thought.
But look, I'm doing all this shit. Look at all that.
Oh.
How about defending against this bullshit?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, look, I'm at this point. I realized I was in trouble. If you look near B, you'll see my energy level.
Oh my
you
god.
You see my energy level?
Yes, I do.
It is melting slowly. I was like, bro, what are we gonna do? It's either me or it's either you. And then he did that shit, and I'm dead. So guess what? I got a new vendetta.
Okay.
I got a new
goal. You
got
to get him.
That bitch ass nigga named Rookie Hero.
You got to get him.
I got your number, nigga.
You
got
to get him.
All right, Rookie Hero. I'm coming for you, nigga.
For you, nigga.
That's who next, nigga. I'm in the gym. I'm in the gym, nigga.
I'm coming for you, nigga.
Nigga, you ain't, it ain't over, bro. I want my run back, bitch.
D-E-W.
Nigga. Shit.
Oh, man. Y'all
man.
Crazy.
And last but not least, the Mac. The return of the Mac is here. Ermac is back from Mortal Kombat. When we talked about this last week, he is officially here. And your boy got a little time with Ermac. You know, so I'm gonna show you.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you what I did with the Mac.
Let's see what the Ermac looking like.
All right. So I got the Mac right here. Hold on. Bring full screen this bitch.
Full screen.
Full screen this motherfucker. So you know, like I said, I got more work to do. I'm just like testing him out. But like I said, his
moveset. You paired him with smoke. You paired him with smoke.
This was Reptile. Yeah, Cyrex. I did a tower. I was doing a tower. Okay. Just so I usually do the tower to kind of start to kind of fill out the character.
Okay.
You know. So yeah, this is me. You know, doing just poking him, checking him. Like, you know, learn a little light combos. Again, because like I said, I'm going to be playing, but look. But I also paired him up with Cyrax as a cameo, which is a good pairing for me. I like it.
Ooh.
So he was hitting me with the little ass shit, you know. I was just trying to figure out my life. But I got to say, Ermac, I think he plays very well. I like this version of Ermac a lot better than the last version he was in.
Yeah.
You can tell they put a lot of skill and a lot of time into his character. Like I said, he's got a lot of juggles. He's got a lot of restands, a lot of combo potential. I got to unlock it. Like, when you go to his tutorial, his combos are so complex because there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of juggles and a lot of, like, you know, stalls and stands and things like that. Mm-hmm. This is his fatal blow. It's kind of cool. But I like him.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to get some more time in. Like I said, if I get more time in Mortal Kombat 1 in general, because it's like it's been like hit and miss with me, but they still doing their thing with it. But this is oh, we gonna show y'all. I'll show y'all the fatality. You know,
yeah, sure, yeah, show us the fatality.
Yeah, we'll show you the whole thing.
Yeah, I want to see the fatality up in here.
All right, but yeah, Mortal Kombat 1, y'all, like they're still servicing it. I think we still got two more DLCs after this. We got Takeda, and I think we have Homelander.
So let me ask you, who do you think, just from your feels, just from your playing through each of the. The DLC guys. Who are your favorite characters?
It's still Omni-Man.
Omni-Man? Okay.
Omni-Man's
okay.
Still my favorite.
Yeah. Omni-Man is still he's still the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
J.
Okay.
Jonah Jameson.
All right. I was curious if Omni-Man fared out, you know what I'm saying, as far as...
Yeah, Omni-Man still is definitely...
Because just seeing how he played, I'm like, bruh, he got to be like one of the best.
Yeah,
that's why I'm curious how Homelander's going to play.
That's me too. But so far, like I said, It's been a good round of DLCs. All the DLCs have been pretty solid for the most part, though. Like I haven't hated any of the DLCs that have dropped. So they did a good job with this first round. But again, we still got two more to go. So we got to see how Takeda and Homelander look. Mm-hmm. Also, the new Movado, the new cameo, he drops in May. So he'll be in a couple weeks. So you'll be able to see how he plays. But it's cool. Like I said, if you got the advanced version or you pre-ordered the ultimate version of this game, then you can get all the DLCs like early. So, but yeah, there's the Vitality, you know, kind of cool.
Vitality.
Boom. Working him. But yeah, that's the Mac. You know, he's back.
That's the Mac. He's back. Mac,
you know. You know. And that's all I've been playing, y'all. But yeah, a good game, a good week of gaming. You know, like I said, got Tales in there, Tales of K'Zera, some more Skull the Hero Slayer, and some Mortal Kombat. You know, B played some games as well. You know, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, you back of that. Some Destiny. You know, he gonna get on Tails. He got it. He gonna get that. And then he also played some. What was the other game he played?
Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
No, but Ghost Recon Destiny and
Rise of Ronin.
Samurai shit.
I know, right? Rise of Ronin.
All right. So yeah, y'all. We out here.
I'm pretty sure
games.
The next time it's gonna be that Tails and Stellar Blade, bro.
Oh, that's gonna be the move next week,
bro. That's gonna be the two moves. That's gonna be the move right there.
Them games
about to have me. Man.
I'm going to tell you what's not the move, though.
What's not the move?
Take Two Fire, niggas. niggas, I'm putting for. That's not funny. But
bruh, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
And they said they didn't have no plans on laying people off or nothing.
They lied. Fibbers.
Fibbers, bruh.
You lent liquor.
Liquor.
5% of their work of his workforce, bruh. 5%
of their workforce. Now, mind you.
To 600 workers, man.
600 workers out of Take-Two. Now, mind you, we got GTA 6 coming up. But they canceled a couple projects due to this. Like, I'm telling you. It was like Take-Two said they expected to incur between 160 to 200 million in total charges, with 120 million to 140 million related in title cancellation. They lost 140 million just canceling shit, bro.
That's wild.
You know how much money they got to have to just say, all right, we're going to take that off, bro.
Like, how would GTA 6 on the horizon, though?
I don't know, bro. The thing is like nobody. Look, we've been getting this round of like layoffs in the industry for the past like year, 2 years from these big developers, and it's crazy because it's like we got these huge, and they're big developers with these huge games that make a gang of money, but then you see all these layoffs, and I think what's happening is they put the people up top, they pocketing all this money, and you know it's just being corporate. Greed 101.
And not sharing it.
Or, you know, and then, like I said, like, they're, and I don't think it's fair, like, these people who are working for these companies and they're in the middle of working on active projects to just be told, stop what you're doing.
Bruh.
And you out. Because, you know, these are people's, like, livelihoods, but also people probably have a passion or they have an attachment to these things.
Yeah.
And to go to work and say, all right, that's like me working on an album and somebody come in my house and say, all right, bro, nah, cut that shit out.
You're right.
You're out.
You're gone.
And I'm like, bro, I'm in the middle. Nah, you gone. We done. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
so,
that is, bro.
So again, maybe it's because they want to cut costs or whatever it is, that will have more money to be able to funnel into GTA 6, whatever it may be. They probably ain't going to be fully transparent about why they did what they did. But again, another round of layoffs, and you know, I hope these people, like I said, I've always said, I hope they bounce back. They can find new jobs elsewhere. But it seems like all these companies are laying off people. Where are they going to go? After all these hundreds of people getting laid off, you can only hire so many people.
You only can.
So they're going to be out of a job, probably move to a different industry, and you spend all this time building yourself up, your resume and your rapport. But if all these companies are just letting people go mid-project, you know, unless you're working on something that's guaranteed to come out, which is probably hard as fuck, like these studios who have these AAA titles that are guaranteed, they probably have lifelong employees, you know, and sometimes they get layoffs too.
Yep,
so they usually get rid of the people who've been there the least. Or who they got to pay the most who ain't really doing nothing. So,
yeah, it's unfortunate, man.
It really is. And I hope, I do hope that this stops going into the rest of the year to next year and we get an uptick in hiring. Like, you know, I just hope that something bounces back or we can come up with a new division or a new way for these people to kind of use their skills or parlay their skills into something else because, like, shit, 5% of your workforce, bro, and you have one of the biggest games to ever probably come out in this decade dropping?
Bruh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
That's crazy. And I saw King Karma said, and how much they're going to charge for GTA 6, $100? Yeah, they're going to charge a grip for that game.
And people didn't buy it, though.
They're going to buy it. So they're going to make money. They're already making crazy money. Like I said, if they're willing to let go of damn near $200 million in charges from just cancellation, they're willing to lose $200 million. Right. How much money do you think they're really making? Come on. Do the math. You don't just write off $200 million if you ain't making billions.
Don't be surprised if you see GTA up in the stores for $99.99.
Right? Because it will be. That deluxe version will go crazy.
Oh, yeah. That shit probably going to be $120.
Oh, shit.
That shit probably going to be $120 for the deluxe version. But people going to get it because it's one of the most anticipated games, man. People love freaking GTA. I mean, GTA 5 been surviving this long.
You thought GTA 5 lasted forever. Wait till you see how long this game fucking lasts. Yeah,
this shit about to be all the way to
you 20, ain't seeing another 2042. GTA until PlayStation 10.
Bruh, we ain't seeing that shit to 2040.
Shit.
Telling you.
I'm telling you, bro.
We ain't seeing that shit for a long time.
New Vice City coming.
Right. New Vice City.
That's what it's going. That'd be crazy.
New Vice City dropping.
Nah, but again, Take Two, man. Like y'all got to do something with these. Like, at least, hopefully they got a good little severance package. I'm pretty sure they did. With all that money, they better gave them something. They better left him with something.
I hope they did get hooked up with something.
They had to. I mean, with a layoff, you got to give them a little something. So hopefully,
severance package, something.
Severance package, you know, some, let them keep the benefits for a little bit. You know, company car, something. Goddamn it,
the benefits a little bit.
He said company car, something.
You know.
Not a company
car. Let me take
car.
The microwave out of the break room. Something.
Air fryer.
Something, goddammit.
Not a company car, though.
Let me leave with something other than, my shame in shambles. Goddamn.
I'm damn sure taking all the coffee.
Oh, shit. They got the good shit. They got the Keurig machines.
Exactly. It's just special.
There's something wrong with y'all. Y'all crazy.
Oh, man. All right. What else is crazy is the Fallout series doing crazy numbers.
Bruh. They got picked up for a season 2 so damn quick. So damn quick.
Amazon was like, the bag is here, nigga.
Bag is here. Let's do it. Which goes to what me and you've been saying for years.
Yep.
When you dealing with, if you want to make video game, making movies or any type of live action thing based off video games.
Go with a show.
Come with a show, bro. Just
do
a show.
The way to go.
You can flesh everything out. There's only so much you can get in a hour and a half, 2 hour movie.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Flush everything out in the TV show. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. I think that Knuckles going to hit, even though the Sonic movies and the Mario movies has been hitting so far, up to this point, as far as the movies, but do series, man. You see what's happened with Last of Us.
You saw what happened with Last of Us.
Bruh, like, it's hitting. This one's hitting.
And Fallout, 2.5 billion minutes watched.
Bruh.
With 5 million views.
And I'm on episode 5.
And that's the first week.
Damn.
This shit is good. I'm on episode 5 already.
And B said it's good, and I'm pretty sure Tyler's been watching it. I'm pretty sure. And like, when y'all finish watching it, y'all gotta do a review. Y'all gotta get on there. I ain't watched it because I ain't watched it yet because I don't play Fallout, so I'm not gonna be able to really pick up on all that stuff. But if it's hitting like this, that means that the show, just bare bones, if you didn't know shit, is good. So I'm gonna check it out when I get a chance to as well, because I wanna be up to speed with it as well. But 2.5 billion minutes watched in 6 days.
Crazy.
I think they're the third most, or they're in top three most watched series on Amazon Prime. So Amazon, Jeff Bezos definitely pulled up the Brinks truck.
Amazon been on their P's and Q's the past couple years. They've been slowly getting these shows and stuff and just building on their repertoire. First it was like Invincible and all this other stuff. Then they had what's the other joint I was watching?
The boys.
So it's like they're really getting.
I heard they just did a deal with Mr. Beast for his own show. Yep. A big deal with Mr. Beast from YouTube.
Really?
He about to have his own show and Amazon dropped the bag for that.
Yep.
Amazon. No, they chess had to. Moves, nigga.
They had to.
Like, chess fucking moves.
Like, and I'm glad they released the whole entire season. They ain't release this once a week and make us wait every week. Yeah. So I was able, I'm watching it at my own pace. So like I said, I'm already on episode 5. I think it's 8 episodes total. Mm. So, yeah, I'm already on episode 5, and I'm loving it. I haven't hit up Tyler and see if she had finished it yet.
So, let me ask you this, because I'm from the outside looking in, but as far as, because you played the games, how close to it as far as, like, the games is the show, as far as, like...
Man, sound effects, the power armor, the fucking, the goals that's in there, it's one villain that's in there. It's like, I'm like, oh, man, that's such and such from, it's really good. And they're not, like, specifically touching on, like, one game. Like, it's not like, okay, everything in this... takes places like New Vegas. Like they is this shit is whatever.
It's not like a free for all, but they're just plugging in those little key points from all these things that people would know.
Man,
okay, so they kind of like made their own narrative, but they use the source material.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yep, that's what they do.
That's smart.
So that's
I'm glad they did it that way because there's so many Fallout games.
Yep, they're not following no video game story.
Right, because that would be hard to do. But I think the way obviously from the numbers it worked, but like I think by just like taking some of the best parts of all these games and then creating a story around it.
The fact that they created an original story is fucking phenomenal. And it's good. Like I said, I'm watching this. I'm like, yo, this shit is really, really good. Like, you know, Last of Us, it's like, you know,
happening. Yeah.
People who never played the game, it's like, oh, shit for them. But for us, it's like, okay, they're doing a good job. This is coming up. You know, So, this one is original story, bro. They're doing a good job.
Good shit. Well, look, I'm happy because, like, we've been talking about, like, this show for a minute ever since it was announced. And I want, like I said, I want when video games get adapted to movies and shows, I want them to win. Because, like, I'm a big video game, you know, aficionado. And it's been a struggle back in the day. Whenever there was a video game adaptation, it was usually trash. But lately, thank God for, like, streaming services and being able to make these series. And we're able to finally get quality stories from these video game franchises told. Aside from a few hiccups there, but even with the movies like Mario and Sonic.
Yes, Mario and Sonic has been doing good.
You know, they did really well. Yeah. But like with the series, like I said, this is just only on the up and up. But we still got more franchises that are got series being made. Man. So this makes me more confident. Like when we get that God of War.
Y'all about to say, because it's supposed to be a God of War.
God of War and Horizon and all these other ones. Like, I feel I think Horizon's supposed to get one too. I think they announced the Horizon one.
Okay,
don't quote me on that, but I think I heard some rumblings of that too. But I know we're getting the God of War.
That'll like some Transformers type special
effects.
That'd
be dope.
Yeah,
that'd
special effects.
And also, even though, like I said, we haven't watched it, but Twisted Metal has been getting, you know, a lot of, you know, good positive feedback, and they got another season too.
Oh, they do?
The Twisted Metal series, they got a second season.
Okay.
So, again,
flesh it out with series,
these
man.
Adaptations of games going into the series are starting to work. The money, I think, is there. I think these streaming services and these film companies are realizing that. So let's keep this train rolling because there's so many stories and games that can be adapted that we can be able to see on the big screen and also bring in new fans to bring back to the games, which is what they want to do as well. So good job, Fallout. 2.5 billion minutes watched.
Yeah, good.
Didn't get one of my minutes, but you're going to get them soon.
Got my minutes.
You got that many minutes.
Man, yeah, this shit is great, man. This shit is
Shout out to that. We love to see big dubs for the gaming world.
Like, it's so good. I can't wait till I finish it because I think I'm going to It might be better than Last of Us, the way how they... I think the fact that they just doing an original story, I think, makes it dope. So, I'll be the judge once I finish all the rest of the first season. But it might be up there, bro.
And hopefully, this show also is a big dub because Knuckles, my nigga,
got his own series, his own show.
They gave black folk their own show.
He said, Sonic.
Fuck Sonic. No, my man Sonic and Tails in there too. So this is a sneak peek of, I'm not going to play the audio, but this is a sneak peek of the first episode of Knuckles that you're seeing on the screen. As you can see, Sonic and Tails are here. Everybody from the movie is here. So it's a straight up adaptation from the movie, moved to the small screen with a series. It's a 6-part series dropping on the 26th.
This Friday.
I'm excited for this because, like, Idris Elba's still voicing Knuckles. All the original voice actors are there. And I think this will be a good way to continue the story moving into the next Sonic movie. This is very smart of them.
And you see that Keanu Reeves is going to be the voice of Shadow.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting bigger and bigger.
It's getting bigger and bigger, bro.
I think this is a brilliant move because instead of us waiting for the next movie, this is a great holdover and also a way for us to connect with these characters more and build to the story of the next movie more and still make money. So it's out on Paramount Plus this Friday, the 26th. So if you got a Paramount Plus subscription. All 6 episodes. Check it out. I'm going to watch it. I got to support the homie. And so Knuckles. Hopefully that's a hit as well. And we just keep this train rolling. But like I said, if it's the same people who are making the Sonic movies, I'm pretty sure this is going to be good. Because they 2-for-2 with the movies. Same cast, same crew. We just getting it in the episodic version.
Yeah, bro.
So I'm with it. So shout out to Knuckles. Glad that show's finally seeing the light this Friday. So if you're hearing it on Friday, it's out now. Go watch that shit. All right. Now, speaking of Friday, a game.
A game.
It's also dropping Friday. Big time.
We've been
the next big motherfucker.
We've been looking forward to this, bro.
She done kicked in the PlayStation door and said, "I'm here, nigga."
We've been looking forward to this.
She can't say that. She said, "I'm here."
But since last year, we've been looking forward to this game, bro. We've been really excited.
It's about
time. We played the demo. We both played the demo. The demo hit.
Like fresh crack in the streets.
Once I played the demo, I was like, pre-order. I'm pre-ordering this right away.
Man.
Because this game is going to be something special.
She here.
Like I said,
Eve is about to be up in this thing. She's about to be up in this thing. Stellar Blade is about to drop this Friday. Man, I can't wait. I'm so excited for this game.
I'm excited for this,
bro. This game is going to be, I'm telling you, this game is going to be something, y'all.
We got some bangers dropping this week, man. We about to eat for these Knicks, for this joint, man. And Hellblade dropping in May, I believe.
Yeah.
Hellblade dropping next month on Game
Pass. We're going to let Eve eat, though.
I know. I'm just saying. We're eating, though. I'm just saying, like, the games are dropping.
We're going to be eating this. Like, look, it's coming. It's coming. So, like, I'm telling you, Friday, y'all. Friday going to be a busy day for you, boy. Yeah. I got a lot to do Friday.
I got a lot to do, but
nothing to do at the same time. So, Stellar Blade drops. Knuckles drops. Tales of Kinzera is already out, but you got to get on that as well. Look, your week is already set if you a gamer. Get it together.
Get it together, bro.
Clear out your schedule.
Clear it out.
Fuck jobs. Okay?
That fucking job.
Okay, don't fuck up.
You gotta live. You gotta pay your bills.
If it's Friday, it might be payday.
Keep the roof over your head.
Keep the roof over your head because you can't. I mean, you can't you watch this shit from the streets.
You can't
unless
man.
You got a phone.
Come on,
yeah,
now.
That's still kind of sad because we getting too deep with this.
Priorities.
Priority. Come on now.
But if you got your shit together,
I fucks with you.
Right.
Take the day off. If shit's in line, take the day off. One, they ain't gonna hurt you. And go watch Knuckles. And then go play Stellar Blade. And then go play some Tales with Kinzera. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. That's all I'm saying.
This man about to stir everybody wrong. Just about to have everybody just homeless. Just homeless trying to play a game.
Hey, bro.
Can't even play the damn game because they don't got no power.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got homies? Hey, man, let me show you the knife real quick. What you doing? Also, another game that's hitting the streets. Game that BZ's been
expansion.
Playing.
Expansion. It's expansion. That's hitting the streets. Remnant 2.
They got the Invoker. Archetype is what it's called?
Yes, it's the new archetype. It's pretty much like, that's the class. Like, so they got like, archetypes is called, that's like, you know, like if you get this type of certain class of character. Each archetype has their own special moves, special abilities, whatever. But this new archetype that they got coming with the new DLC, man, she looks, or it looks OP. Because, when I was looking at this, I was like, oh, I need to fire this bad boy back up and play, and get this play with this archetype. Because, man, because the archetype I already have already is pretty much like a self-healing and an attacking archetype.
Yeah.
So, like, you can combine archetypes. So, you can combine this archetype with an archetype that you already been, like, building up. So, it's dope, man. Like, no, Remnant is definitely a sleep. That's why it was one of my top games for last year, man. Remnant is definitely dope, man. It starts, if you just starting playing it, it definitely starts off pretty difficult, but once you start hooking up your character and building your archetype up real nice, the game gets a little. It doesn't be as challenging as it is like when you first start off. Like when you first started, I was dying a lot.
Yeah.
But once I started, you know, getting my archetype nice, and then I started combining it with other different type of archetypes and different abilities. I want to play with this archetype like for sure.
Now she looked dope,
man.
I like when they push the wave, the water,
bruh,
the waves and shit.
Yes, that looks crazy. Cool. And you can the way, and then I already got a class where I can kind of heal my teammates at the same time. So this particular archetype got something similar to that as well. I'm like, if I combine that with what I already have,
man,
this is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be crazy. Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, man.
Isn't there another?
Yeah, it's the actual DLC. Like so this is the trailer for the archetype.
But this is the actual DLC, the Forgotten Kingdom.
This is the actual DLC that's dropping, which is pretty much was they were showing some of that gameplay is kind of in the same world of that, which is I'm looking forward to playing because I complete the regular campaign already, so this is just some extra stuff that you know. I love when games do that, man. When games hit. And they're great. I like when they keep adding, giving me some more content, giving me something to look forward to in the play and something to complete. You know, I like it. I fucks with it, man. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to playing this DLC for the Remnant 2. It's going to be just some more games in my list of games that I got to
stay with the game.
Bruh, I stay playing some stuff, man. I stay playing. And I, you know what? I still got to fire up my Switch because I want to play Mario Tennis and Mario Kart. I mean, Mario Golf. And Mario Golf. I want to play those two.
Yeah, Mario Tennis is nice.
Yeah, I know. I know you was telling me about that.
Yeah.
You're saying Mario, and I think I kept seeing nothing but great things about Mario Tennis. So
yeah.
I definitely want to fire up the Switch.
Mario can do it all. Mario can do it all.
Bruh, everything. But yeah, this is it, man. This is the Remnant 2. So if anybody play, I can't remember if it's cross platform, but I know it's definitely co-op. If anybody play this joint too and want to roll this thing with me and hit me up, let me know. If you got a PS5, I think it's coming on Game Pass actually in a month or so. I think Game Pass about to get this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I might Game be Pass on that then if that's the case, because I haven't got the game yet, yeah. But I've been interested. But if it's going to be on Game Pass, yeah. I'll hold out. And then hopefully it is crossplay, because then we can.
Yeah, I want to say it's coming on Game Pass. It's coming out on Game Pass. And I thought I saw an article on that when they was talking about games that was coming out for Game Pass. Of course, Hellblade being one of them. Yeah, this shit looks crazy, bro. This shit looks crazy. I can't wait to play with that new archetype. I'm definitely hyped for that new archetype. I think that's it. I think that's
all right. So look, we didn't have a little bit of news for y'all today. So that's gonna do it for the news. But like I said, we got the success of Fallout. So if you ain't seen Fallout, it's out now on Amazon Prime. Be the 2.6 billionth minute. You know.
Yes.
I wonder what the number's gonna be for next week.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm
too.
Curious. Yeah.
But I mean, I think it'll be a slight fall off. But if they still clearing like at least half those numbers, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. But yeah, so make sure you check that out if you haven't yet. Also, The Knuckle Show dropping on the 26th, which is this Friday. That's going to be on Paramount Plus. Make sure you check that out. Support the homie, Knuckles, you know. And also, Stellar Blade. That's dropping on the 26th as well. Make sure you get your pre-orders in for that. If you ain't, you can still get the demo and test it out if you ain't tried the game out. The game is fire. Me and B approve. So go ahead and get that. Tales of Kinzera. It's out now. Right now. You can go get that $20 on all the platforms. It's an indie game by a brother.
Support it, man. Support it, because it's
a really dope game. If you're into the Metroidvania, Ori style of games, this is up your alley, and it's beautiful looking. It's got a cool story, and I've just barely scratched the surface, but I'm loving it so far, and I'm going to run through the whole game, so make sure you check that game out and support this indie developer doing his thing, living his dreams. And also, last but not least, we talked about also Remnant 2, BZ's Remnant 2 DLCs that will be dropping. It's already out.
Mm-hmm.
Already out. So if you're a
Remnant
get that.
New archetype to play
And finally, Take-Two laying off people. Hope those people get back on their feet. Hope they find new employment or go into bigger and better things. But Take-Two, get it together, okay? Y'all got GTA 6 coming. Y'all got money. God damn it. Y'all got money. Y'all got some goddamn money.
Do the damn thing.
All right? But that's going to do it for part number one of the show, y'all.
Uh-oh.
So we going to get ready for part two. And if you don't know what part two is, B, tell them what part two about to be out, because it was your idea originally.
Part two, we getting ready to have our first Dead End Gaming Jeopardy style. So it's myself versus Granddad. I created a whole Jeopardy board for Granddad to try to answer. I'm going to try to, hopefully I can pull the dub out. He created a whole Jeopardy board for me to try to answer. Yep. I hope I can prevail through. So right. Yeah, man, this is about to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. I'm like, I brought the idea to him. I'm like, man, I can't. We gotta do this because it's ignorant. We both gonna be doing this. This is gonna be crazy. I gotta make sure I take when we start this. I'm gonna minus take down. Someone look at the chat and all like that. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be all saying answers and all that stuff throughout the chat.
I don't know. Well, we gonna see.
So be sure to tune in for that.
All right, y'all. So that's gonna do it for part one. So we gonna hit a quick ad break. If you're watching live on Twitch, but if you're not, you watching or you're listening, we're going to catch you next Friday. So, for the granddaughter, 4:30, part one in the books, 2:13. We are going to catch y'all for part number two.
Do it.